number you have dialed is unallocated.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
PIN number 6666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666
Oh shit, did I really say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh shit, I apologize to everyone. I don't mean to say what up, you know what. So, alright, I'm Duel.
I'm Bland.
And Bland is with us this week. Bland, you are like the new star of the RFA, man.
Yeah, I'm edging you out, man, week by week.
He's going to take over. He will own the RFA, the Radio Freak America. No Stank this week. Stank is taking a little break, and of course, Mute is continuing his ass ramming, getting it, not giving it. I want to start off, well, first of all, since there's no Stank this week, right? No Rax before him, just like Rax before him. You know, they were anti-freak, man, I'm telling you. I was being oppressed, Bland.
Oh.
You know it. You can't tell me. Stank oppresses me too. No, not really. But we've got lots of phone calls this week. Lots of phone calls. Actually, we just got a free line, right? I don't have two people already on the line, so I can three-way and make some calls. Before that, today's actually a big day. We're recording on Monday. We stream on Wednesday. Today, something big happened, and that is a vote at the FCC. I'm not going to tell you what happened or what the outcome was. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you judge for yourself. I'm going to read a couple of things to you, and maybe you in the community can figure out on your own what happened today in the vote. So this is for immediate release today, June 2nd. The FCC sets limits on media concentration. And I quote, "New limits protect viewpoint diversity. The FCC strongly affirmed its core value of limiting broadcast ownership to promote viewpoint diversity. The FCC stated that the widest possible dissemination of information from diverse and antagonistic sources is essential to the welfare of the public. The FCC said multiple independent media owners are needed to ensure a robust exchange of news, information, and ideas among Americans." Now imagine, you know, that it is some kind of patriotic music in the background. "New rules promote competition and choice for Americans. The FCC affirmed its long-standing commitment to promoting competition by ensuring pro-competitive market structures. The FCC said it is clear that competition is a policy that is intimately tied to its public interest responsibilities and one that the FCC has a statutory obligation to pursue. The FCC said consumers receive greater choice and more innovative services in competitive markets than they do in markets where one or more firms exercise market power. So, from those few words I read to you, what do you think the FCC's conclusion was? Well, let me quote one statistic here. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen to the words, please. Listen to the words. National TV ownership limit. The FCC, I love this, incrementally increased the 35% limit to a 45% limit on national ownership. A company can own TV stations reaching no more. I'm sorry. It's hard not to laugh. It really is. Listen to this. A company can own TV stations reaching no more than a 45% share of U.S. TV households. That's right. So, from what I read earlier and what I just read, I know it's oh, you're confused, and that's okay. It's a little confusing what they do. Oh, they have imposed limits? What? No. They've done the opposite. As they say, a company can own TV stations reaching no more than 45% share. No, what that means is that now TV stations reaching up to 45% share of U.S. TV households. Basically, they have relaxed, that's right, relaxed all of those rules from the 1996 Telecom Act, where they have to go in every 2 years and reevaluate everything. They basically relaxed those rules, and they have given large companies, mega corporations, if you will, more power to own more media outlets. That's right. So all of this wording, it's unbelievable. I can't believe I got through it with a straight face. You know, look at this. They totally, utterly go against exactly what they say in their own media release. It's unbelievable. But they justify everything by stating their facts, by saying that the internet and cable and satellite TV give people more outlets than free broadcast TV alone and free broadcast radio and newspapers. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. One, because all of that is free, right? Broadcast TV is free, radio free. Everybody can afford it. Buying a radio or a television is pretty straightforward. Even people, you know, who are not as fortunate as others can afford, you know, an inexpensive radio, let's say. A Walkman, for crying out loud, and you can listen to free radio. They don't have money for satellite or cable TV. Maybe they don't have money for dial-up internet, let alone broadband, for crying out loud. Maybe they don't know how to use the internet. Or maybe when they go onto the internet, they go to ABC.com, you know, ABC News, or they go to CNN, or they go to one of the big, huge corporations that are trying to control the internet as well. It's a bunch of crap. And I can't believe how they word everything. It's so insidious. It makes me crawl. No more than. So that's unbelievable. And then they go, and then here's, this gets me as well. So on March 31st, 2003, there were 1,340 commercial TV stations in the U.S. Of these 1,340 stations, Viacom owns 39 TV stations, 2.9%. Now, this is percentage of TV stations owned, not percentage of the share of stations reaching the number of TV households. So, yeah, it's a bunch of crap. And let me go on now. So here you've heard what the FCC said in their press release. Now let's listen to what where is it? My stack. I had a methodical stack here. Here it is. This is from the Washington Post, and correct me if I'm wrong, please. I don't think it's a left-wing newspaper. The Washington Post: FCC votes to ease media ownership rules. An ideologically fractured Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 along party lines, and guess which party lines they were? That's right, Republican 3, Democrat 2. Today, to relax or eliminate some key media ownership rules, allowing a newspaper to own a television station in the same city and broadcast networks to buy more stations at the national and local levels.
I'm not going to go on. I think everybody gets the picture here. I really wish digitalrights.org was still around. They've been down for a while, and it really bumps me out because this is, you know, what an important thing, you know, and what a great site to go to get the scoop about this. Or better yet, somebody, you know, somebody with some skill, somebody with intelligence, somebody who, and this was digitalrights.org, who would take all of these sources, you know, and disseminate them to everyone, as well as break it down into, you know, not just words that we can all understand, right? Not going away from all the, you know, the, what do you call it, just the shit that the FCC was spewing, but, you know, putting it into, you know, a perspective that everybody can understand and that would make it important to everyone, right? The common man, not just the person who despises, you know, Clear Channel Radio. Oh, that makes my skin crawl. Just think, more Clear Channel. Yay! Way to limit big companies owning all of the media, FCC. Way to go.
Here's what's mortifying about the whole situation.
Please.
They present it as though we get a choice. And that's what scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Is because they're saying, oh, no, you can go on the internet, you know. You can listen to, you know, rant radio. You can do all these things to get your sources of information. You know, 1% of the population that can use the internet properly, they can do, you know, they can do all these things. They probably wouldn't be swayed by all the advertising and all the, you know, brainwashing that they do on a daily basis anyway. So they're not really losing us. You know, they're just telling us to go away and get the hell out of their way while they, you know, continue feeding the sheep out there. That's what's scary, is they're really cutting us off. I mean, they're saying, hey, all you smart people, y'all get out of the way, and we'll take the lowest common denominator, and we'll continue to brainwash them, and we'll pretend that everyone's getting a choice.
Exactly. You know, I don't believe that I can get rent radio streamed on my car radio yet. I don't. Am I wrong? Did I miss something? You know, no, I didn't. I get Clear Channel. You know, I got NPR, luckily, thankfully, you know. In between the mariachi music, I get NPR now and then, but that's about it. You know? It is terrifying. Republicans voted for it, three, and then the Democrats voted against it, too. So, honestly, I wish I could point you to a source like digitalrights.org right now for something as important as this, but I can't, you know. Somebody that can really do a better job than me. Slashdot, I'm sure, has stories about that. Go read there. Follow their links. This is a big issue. It's a very big issue, and I think everybody should educate themselves. Definitely educate themselves. We do what we can. We do what we can here at RFA. Going to be making those phone calls, too. That's right. I've got some feedback. Some positive feedback, which I'm very happy about. Actually, we get lots of feedback. You know what? Let me talk about this for a second. We get lots of feedback here at RFA, lots, and we love it. We appreciate it. We want it to keep coming. Keep sending your articles, your emails, your pictures, your media, everything. I got this really cool, I've yet to put it up, and I can't remember who it's from. It's awesome. It's like this picture with, like, I don't know if it's like a Nazi with, like, RIAA on his chest, and it's, like, got audio, too. It's like an MPEG. It's great. I got to put that up still. But please, keep it coming. If we don't respond, whoa, what the hell was that?
What the hell?
That happened before we were talking on the phone. It was like dial up, and then we got this nasty beep. Is it on your end or mine?
I think it's on your end, because all I hear is, I hear one DTMF tone, sounds like a pound or a star, and then I get silence for a minute.
Yeah, it was weird last time. It was like somebody was trying to, you know, dial up or something. Then we got a strange tone I've never heard before. Very strange. Well, they're probably tapping this. They want the show early, so they just tap the phone, and the feds get their RFA before everybody else. So keep that correspondence coming. If we don't respond, you know, if we forget, you know, please forgive us. We get a lot of stuff, and we love it. We want it to keep coming. I've got a lot of, just recently, it's really odd, I had a lot of invitations, multiple invitations to join Yahoo groups for people. People I really dig, and I like to, you know, hang with them, but unfortunately, you know, I don't know what Yahoo groups are. I've never messed with them. I don't have the time for it, so, you know, please forgive me. Hang at the Stank Dog forums, that's where I hang. That's about all I can do. You know, sometimes I get on IRC occasionally, but, you know, hey, thanks for the invite to Yahoo groups, but Do you know what they are? I don't even know what the hell it is.
I've never used them.
Yeah, me neither. So, you know, hey, thanks, but sorry, I can't do it. So, back to the positive feedback. I got this from Icon, and not the Agent of Freedom Icon IC0N, the elite freak. This is from Icon IKON. Duel, sorry this has to be a quick email, not too professional. Number one, I've been listening to your show for about 4 weeks now. Anyways, great show. I tried that 2600 show, but it was whack. Yeah, that's getting to be a common feeling among the community. As, you know, it's still a good show. It still is a good show. Number two, anyway, I just heard the last show, I believe it was 65, but you discussed Wi-Fi and McDonald's. I got to slow down. I just got to take a deep breath. I'm off the juice, everybody. I have been off. I've been tempted. I have been tempted. But I'm off it, man. It's been well over a week. I've been off the caffeine. And I tell you what, I feel invigorated. My skating has improved. Oh, man, my skating has just gone through the roof, everything. My trick capabilities has improved. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And I'm still hacking, still coding, stuff like that. It's fun. Number two, anyway, I just heard the last show, I believe it was 65, but you discussed Wi-Fi and McDonald's. I simply say, screw that, knowing McDonald's, they will charge, and if it does go free, the price will be sneaked into everything upcharge, meaning it will be already added into your price for whatever you want. Haven't you guys heard of free all-time access at the Apple stores? I was in there around Christmas, and I asked, hey, can I ever come just to the mall and bring my laptop and use your T1 wirelessly? And the guy said, yes, of course. Just sit on a bench out there or wherever, depending on how far you can get from the store. So I did that for about a week because I work in the same mall. I haven't got back since, but yeah, I just wanted to let all the hackers know that you can walk into maybe any mall and get access at your local Apple store. If not, well, you can come to Vegas, go to the fashion, what is this, the fashion show mall, and have some fun. Ah, he's got some insight there. If you want more details, write back with what you want to know. And, yeah, I definitely want some intels. And check it out, and he'll go up there and call or social engineer. That's all for now. Great show, Icon. Thank you, Icon. Look at that. He is willing to social engineer for the benefit of the community. That touches my heart. That touches my heart. I think I've gotten my emotions back too, being off the juice. I feel now. I feel for the community. And I'm going to continue to give to the community. Actually, Fiend. Was that town?
It's starting to scare me.
That is weird. That is really weird. Okay. Fiend is giving to the community. We talked about the BinRev Premiere video and how it does not work in RealPlayer 8 for Linux. Well, Fiend took it upon himself to figure out how to make it work, and he did. He sent us a great email along with a how-to on how to get not only the BinRev video to play in RealPlayer 8 for Linux, but for Xine as well. So I use both those players on Linux, and I can't wait to try it out. It'll go up soon. Latest this weekend coming up. So, thank you, Fiend, and everybody thank Fiend for figuring that out, taking the time, and getting that working. That means a lot. It really does. I've got a few miscellaneous things to talk about, if you don't mind, Bland. Oh, actually, I totally forgot about this. I tell you what, let's talk about this now. Well, it's still a little fresh. We talked about the FCC and their propaganda. Well, we've got another large group that, who knows, may have something to do with the recent FCC ruling, and that is the RIAA and their propaganda. Bland has some really good stuff about this. Bland, why don't you impart your knowledge upon everybody?
Okay, I am in the music business, for better or for worse, and we get a lot of company, like proprietary documents. I'd like to get some and scan some and put them up. I really think the community would benefit from reading them, but I've read some of them, and they say that as it happens, as has always happened throughout time, since retail music has been, you know, has been really a big thing, records will sell really well the first 4 weeks. So you've got in 4 weeks, you'll sell pretty much all the albums you're going to sell. The people that are big fans of the bands or people that really want to hear it, and when the record labels pay the radio stations to pimp the songs and hype it up, and you know, Viacom gets their palms greased, and all of a sudden they're number one on TRL, and you know, just kind of general sleazy stuff that happens in the music business. And so it happened. So it will happen. So I read some documentation about file sharing, about music piracy, and this is my company. These are people that are really on the RIAA side, even as a matter of self-preservation. So the document said that file sharing has only bumped that up by about a week. Now, in modern times, a record will pretty much do its business in 3 weeks instead of four, and the last week of sales, week number four, is really the beginning of the end. So the file sharing does hurt, but it doesn't hurt near as much as everyone claims it to be. I've read other documents, you know, when people, when the RIAA comes up and says, well, you know, a record will do its rounds on the internet about 4 weeks. That's about how long it takes to get a CD, you know, on Kazaa and, you know, everywhere else. And it simply isn't true. That's just the natural progression of things, is for an album to kind of tank after that fourth week. And so, you know, they're saying that it does this. They're saying it's all the fault of file sharing. It's not. It's the fault of, you know, the buying public, you know, the music buyers.
So you're saying it's just standard business cycle. And actually, if you could please speak up and tell them again, tell everybody how how much effect the file sharing has on sales.
Yes, I got a voicemail today from Warner. Actually, Elektra is Warner's record label. And a couple of copies of Metallica's new album called Saint Anger started making the rounds on the internet, and it's supposed to come out the 10th. It's supposed to come out next Tuesday. And Warner is so scared, is exactly what happened with 50 Cent, but I'll get to that in a second. The Metallica album is doing its rounds on the internet, so Warner has pushed back the street date to this Thursday. So instead of coming out a week from tomorrow, today being Monday, it'll come out Thursday, which is, you know, the end of this week. And the same thing happened with the 50 Cent album. The one song, his famous song, was making the rounds on file sharing, and, you know, for fear that no one would buy the CD because everyone had the one decent song on there. So they pushed the street date back on that, but they pushed the street date back on that about a month.
A month?
So someone on the inside, I guess, had got a copy of that song, or had got it off the radio and put it up, and it was pretty decent quality or whatever. And so they pushed the street date back real, real hard on that, and that is just expensive to do.
Oh, I bet.
But it's just, I don't know, it's funny that they would do that.
Yeah, they're trying, yeah, I don't know, what is that, a preemptive strike? I mean, come on. And you, I think you touched on something very important. Very, very important. And that is the one good song. Quote, the one good song on that album.
The way the music business works now is they don't develop bands anymore. Back in the day, you know, back when, you know, like in the days of Aerosmith and Metallica and all of these bands, that record labels really build up. And so, you know, they would have a good song, you know, two or three good songs on every album, but they would build a fan base for a particular music group. So then, you know, that way everyone's like, ooh, the new Metallica comes out, and everyone's like chomping at the bit to go buy it. And now the record labels don't do that because it's too predictable. So now everyone's the flavor of the week on MTV. Now everyone has one good song in them. They pimp that one song, and they push that up, and that record sells, you know, 2 or 3 million units, and then next thing you know, you know, they're back to working at Borders.
Yep. Yeah, it's a Clear Channel. You'll hear the one good song, right? The one song that's a big hit,
over and over and over. Do you ever hear any other song by the band? Do you ever hear about them in the future? No. What was it? At the Drive-In. One Arm Scissor, if I'm correct, right? I heard that song a million times on the Clear Channel radio station and never heard a peep from them again. You know, they were just, they, I don't know what it's, are they like being used, basically? Are the bands just, you know, I don't know. It's like they're not even considered to be artists anymore. They're just like, I don't know. It's almost inhuman what they do now, you know? They take the fun out of music. They really do.
It's so commercial. It's so formulaic.
It's downright disgusting is what it is. And thank you, FCC, for propagating it. Okay. Thank you very much, Bland, for that insight. Nowhere else are you going to get such insight. Nowhere but RFA. That's right. I am going to... That's our propaganda, by the way. I've got some miscellaneous stuff I want to talk about before we get to our regular segments. I want to go back to a little Wi-Fi here. If anybody saw oldschoolfreak.com, got a few articles up, a couple on Wi-Fi. I actually just got, thanks to Bland, SUSE 8.2 on my laptop. I've got Kismet running with a Cisco card, and it is awesome. It is awesome. I've always used active scanners. You know, I would find networks here or there with NetStumbler and DStumbler, but now I have Kismet and its passive war driving capabilities. It is awesome. I find, this is a rough estimate, 3 times the networks now. I'll go to spots where I know I would find, you know, 1, 2 networks, whatever. Now I'll find 5. It's amazing. It is amazing. It's awesome. So if you can do it, get Kismet running. It's worth it. It's really, really cool. Got a little RF to talk about, a little bit of ham radio. Actually, it's not really radio at all. It's more voice over IP. Here's what happened. I'm in the Southwest, and I hopped on a repeater in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I know you're asking yourself, oh, Hugh, man, you're crazy. How'd you do that, Dylan, you silly guy? Well, how did I do it? I used Echolink. That's right, some software. It's Windows-only software, and it basically uses voice over IP technology, right? So you can hop on your computer, get on the Internet, and get on any repeater in this huge list all over the world. It's great. Not just repeaters, by the way. You can get on other users. You can have conferences. The bandwidth, it's a little... I'd say it's... Well, no, I don't think it's really rough on bandwidth. I guess, I think, if I recall correctly, you can get like 8 people on a conference with a cable internet connection. So I'd say that's pretty good. It might be similar to, if anybody remembers, F29, really good episode, by the way, and Wintermute was demonstrating IRLP and the IRLP node near him. So it's very similar to that, except, again, this is Windows only, uses voice over IP. What I really dig, and I can't wait to mess with this, and I'll let everybody know how it works, it's got a little built-in web server, so you can use it remotely. So you can basically set it up. You got to set it up to pass the right ports through your firewall. But you can use it remotely, so wherever you go, you got your box running up, you can hop on a repeater anywhere. It's awesome. It's really cool. Echolink, the web address is synergenics.com/EL for Echolink. Again, synergenics.com/EL. Highly recommend it. It's so easy to use. It really is point-and-click ham radio. There's one thing. It quote, verifies that you're a licensed ham, right? You have to put in your call sign, your name, your location, just like city and state, and then you have to enter a password that you want to use. And that's all the information it takes. And then it checks, I guess, I don't know, the FCC database, I'm not sure, to see if you're a real licensed ham and that you can use Echolink. Well, come on now, that's, you know, call signs, names, and locations are all over the Internet. I think, I haven't tried it, and I don't plan to, but if somebody else is... Well, anyways, if somebody else hears about that, how you can basically, you know, I don't want to say subvert. That's giving the wrong image, is it not, Bland? I won't say subvert. If anybody can bypass that, right, which I think anybody can, it's not really verification at all. Come on, let's be serious. Anybody can use this. So try that out. Check it out. Echolink, synergenics.com/EL. It's really, really cool. Last, I actually went from webmail to a Popmail account. I want to start using Popmail like everybody else in the world. So I've been going through email clients like you wouldn't believe. I want to do a quick review of what I found. Of course, everybody knows what they like already, because I'm sure everybody else uses, you know, Pop and SMTP, and I'm the only dumbass who's been using webmail forever. But what I found, let's see, on Linux, actually I've been using Pine for quite a while on Linux. I use that on my SSH box. I'll use Pine that way. So Pine I really like. Very good for remote sessions. I also use Evolution, and I really like that. It gets me out fast. So you know, it's a lot like Outlook, basically. So those are two very good email clients on Linux. On Windows, here's where the real shit happens. On Windows, of course, Outlook and Outlook Express suck for obvious reasons, and I'll just leave it at that. Pegasus, I've used that in the past, and I tried it out again just recently, and you know what? I don't like it. It's convoluted. I say sucks. Sucks with an X. Sure, it's good. It's not open source, but it is free. But it's just there's so much little crap everywhere. It's not intuitive at all. I don't like it. So, actually, Condor turned me on to this, and Silfeed for Windows. Now, I'm using the Claws version, and honestly, I don't know the difference. There's two versions. There's the regular version, I think it's 0.9, and then there's Silfeed Claws 0.9. I'm using Claws only because the other one didn't run, come to think of it. Anyways, so Silfeed on Win32 is a very good client. I do like it a lot. I like GTK. I like the looks of that. I like the feel. Really cool on a Windows box to have that. It's clean. I think it's very intuitive. It gets mail, though, really slow. I don't know why. Maybe it's something I haven't fixed, or I have to set, or I have to tweak. But Silfeed gets it slow. But I'll still use it. I will continue. I'll just let it run and do my other stuff. I really like it that much. And it's open source. So I don't have the web address, and you can find it. So that's a quick rundown of some email clients I've been using. What do you use? Do you use webmail all the time or not?
I use Popmail.
You do? And what client are you using?
Evolution.
You're using Evolution?
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot like Outlook Express. I mean, it's got all, or pardon me, Outlook. It is basically an Outlook clone, but it works really well. It's really smooth. I tell you what, on Linux, I'd say I'd have to prefer Pine. I'm just so comfortable with it. I've used it for years and years, and I love it. You know, you SSH in, you use your Pine, it's great. I'd say that's the best way to get your email on a Linux box. So that is a quick email roundup. Since there's no Stank, we don't have Hacker News tonight. I'm so terribly sorry. No Hacker News. What is everybody going to do? I think you'll live. Because we've got the freak news, baby. Oh, and I did not forget. There you go, 50 Cent. What the hell?
What?
Son of a bitch!
Hold up.
My battery, dude. I got a quarter out, and then my battery died. Unbelievable.
All right, here you go.
All right. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Thank you very much. There's the other quarter for everybody. Keep that handy for the end of the freak news. I can't believe that could not have happened any better. That could not have been scripted that well. The battery just croaked on it. And I do have batteries, by the way. Okay. The freak news this evening, actually another big topic, really big topic, and I'm sure everybody remotely interested in telephony and probably networking in general knows about this, and that is that TELUS in Canada and Sprint are migrating. Apparently, they've made this, you know, huge statement that they are going to packet switch networks. They're going from circuit switch networks to packet switch networks. That's right. They're going to IP for all of their trunking needs. And I'm not going to go into TELUS, but I'll read actually this article. It's not too long about Sprint. Sprint Corporation has become the first major long-distance carrier to announce its migration to a packet switch data network, which will enable voice calls to travel like data over its telecommunications network. On Tuesday, Sprint said it had begun the process of converting its existing local switching network to the packet system in Gardner, Kansas. So all six people get get IP telephony there. Sprint said the migration to a packet-based network would be gradual, of course. The plan is to convert half of its 8 million local phone lines within the next 6 years. 8 million local phone lines. The entire conversion of the network to packet-based technology could take more than 12 years. Wow. Sprint's announcement marks it as the first major telecommunications carrier to publicly commit to packet-based technology. Well, second, next to Telus, I guess I mean in the U.S. It comes at a time when voice over IP services, which offer voice services over internet networks, are gaining traction with businesses and consumers, a trend that threatens Sprint's and other carriers' traditional revenues. Now, the Kansas-based company is making a push into the emerging market for IP-based voice and data services by staking out its own territory in the increasing trend of merging voice and data into one pipe. Packet switch technology allows telecommunications carriers to break voice, data, and video transmissions into digital packets for easier transport. So you don't need the, you know, traditional, you don't need the traditional, you know, point-to-point based circuit. Actually, I think they talk about that right here. According to technology experts, packet switch networks do not establish a physical communication channel. But look at this. Packet switch networks do not establish physical communication channels between communicating devices like circuit switch networks do. Instead, signals are formed. That's hard to read. Signals are formed into fixed length packets that are affixed with the source and destination address and packet order. Everybody knows about IP. Okay, so I don't have to go through that. Whether other carriers follow Sprint's move remains to be unseen. I don't think so. I think it will be seen that everybody will move to that technology. Through the voice over IP, Sprint is interested in blah, blah, blah. I want to get to... Here we go. It will start the conversion in Kansas, then move to Virginia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Florida, and Ohio. There we go. Oh, this is pretty good. It said it would leverage its asynchronous transfer mode network protocol in order to combine three separate overlay networks into a single converged network for voice, data, and private line services. So, what does this mean? What does this mean to the telcos? First of all, what it means to the telcos is that they're going to get, you know, just like it said, convergence of their voice and data into one network. It's going to mean less cost for hardware, for maintenance, everything. More efficiency in the network and switching. It's a win-win for them. What is that going to mean, more importantly, for freaks everywhere? Well, let's think about this. They're going to go from circuit switching, which I adore, to packet switching. So if you're a freak, I hope you're taking your CCNA, all right? Because you basically, freaks are, and you know what it's going to do? It's going to merge, just like merging voice and data on the telecommunications network. You know, it's going to merge hackers and freaks, and you know, it's just going to bleed into each other until everybody's a frack, you know? I mean, seriously, you're going to have to know both. What else is it going to mean? It's going to mean that your freaking doesn't have to end tomorrow. It's going to take 12 years for them to get up to speed. So you've got some time. Is it going to mean that everybody's going to have a voice over IP phone in their house? I don't know. That's one thing. I don't know how far they're going to go. If they're just going to go to the CO, if they're going to, you know, is your local loop still going to be on? I don't know. Are they going to go, are you going to have a box in your house? I'm very curious about that. I wonder, you know, because right now, if I'm correct, aren't voice over IP phones, you know, a couple of bills? I think they are. I think they're a few hundred dollars, if I'm correct. Do you know how much they cost?
I know they're expensive, though.
Yeah, they are expensive, and boy, that, you know, unless you go back to the good old days where phones were metal and people didn't own them, the Bell system owned the phones, you know, Sprint owns your phone, you just rent it from them. I don't think that's going to happen. And I know there's no way they're going to get voice over IP phones in everybody's house. So, I don't know. How far will it go? Will the local loop soon be all voice over IP? We'll find out. That's big news. That's huge news. So big, in fact, that is the freak news.
Well,
you know, what's that?
Back in the day, any hacker, you know, any fledgling hacker, man, you really had to minor in freaking because it was so closely interrelated, you know,
right.
Years ago.
Right.
And I'm really glad that it's going to come full circle. I'm really glad everyone's going to need to know, you know, a little bit of everything now.
Yeah, you're so right. It is. It is totally coming full circle. And you should anyways. You should have an appreciation, right, for what other people are doing. I try to. In fact, that's why the Freak News is that one big story this week, because I've been messing around with Linux and some C++ and just having fun doing other things. Because I want to have that appreciation for the other side, and it's not the other side. You know, we're all in the community together, aren't we?
And speaking of hacking,
yes,
Gardner, Kansas, population 9,396.
Ho.
Zip code 66030, 1,160 feet elevation. Their NPA is 856.
Okay, you got. Okay, so it's 856. What we need now. Okay. Oh man, I wish. Oh, can we get a local number there?
Here we go. City, no, their NPA is 913. Here we go. Mayor Carol Lehman. Nice looking woman here. 214 West Warren Street, Gardner, Kansas. Home phone.
Oh, no geez. Way, you're kidding me.
What's her shit.
What's her home phone?
Okay, it's 913.
Uh huh.
856-6971.
Okay.
The office phone number is 913.
Uh huh.
856.
Uh-huh.
7535.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you listen to Sean Kay?
I don't listen to his regular show.
You don't? I do. I enjoy it. You love the Chronicles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tales from the Afternoon. That is awesome. I listen to his regular show. And he's got the the greatest search engine known to man. Like, I mean, he was interviewing, what was it? He was interviewing some goth dude, right? And he said, okay, watch this. Okay, everybody in IRC, go get as much information about this guy as you can. And he said, watch. And sure shit, they got this dude's home phone number, his address, all this stuff, right? Freak this guy out. Well, guess what? We don't need all that. We don't need a huge IRC. We got Bland, dude. Hey, Bland, I'm interested in... Boom, we got it right there. Okay, so let's do this right now. Let's do this right freaking now. Let's start... What's that?
It's 9:30 p.m. in Gardner, Kansas, if you want to call the mayor at home.
I'm not going to call Mayor Lehman at home, but we can call her office. Oh, I need a calling card. Son of a bitch. I don't want to... Damn, do I have one handy? Hold on a sec. Bear with me here. Oh, I do have one. I'm going to have to take you off for a second, Bland. Okay? I'm going to take you off, and we're going to call... We're going to open the phone calls right now. With a call to Mayor Lehman of Gardner, Kansas. So, hold on a second. Okay, you're off? You there? Okay. Okay, so Bland is now on the handset only. I'm going to call. I'm going to flash you over here. Okay, we're going to call up. You know what? I'm going to... Nah, screw it. I'm not going to opt over here. Are you there? Okay, Bland's still there. Okay, we're going to call... Mayor Lehman, using one of my calling cards, and we're going to, I don't know what we're going to do yet. Hello, welcome to MCI. English, press 1. I'm pressing 1. I don't want to listen to their advertisements, so I will dial through it, because that is a bunch of shit. Okay, Bland's back on. We're going to call Mayor Lehman right now, and is it 7535 is her office, right? 1913-856-7535. You still there? Okay.
120.
Okay.
3 minutes for this call.
No one's going to be there. Come on now. There we go.
Thank you.
Tip.
The city of Gardner. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Utility payments are open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For public safety emergencies, call 911. For non-emergency public safety issues after hours, call 856-6480. For utility emergency, call 856-6802. To leave a message, press 1. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling the City of Gardner. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message, and the department for whom this message is intended, and we will return your call as soon as possible.
Hi, this is Ron, believe it or not, Ron Gardner from the AP, and I actually have a question for Mayor Lehman. Actually, it's regarding Sprint's switch to Internet Protocol telephony. I'd like to know how that affects the City of Gardner being the first country that Sprint is going to implement that. So if you could, please give me a call at 202-965-3434. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Nothing. We left a message. Soon, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Soon they'll be calling some random number in Washington, D.C. That's 202, by the way. Okay. That starts. That begins the phone calls. That's right. They are back with a vengeance. We've got a lot of phone calls to make. A lot of great phone calls. Bland is going to be going for... What do you like, Bland? You like free shit, right?
I love the free shit. I love the swag.
Lots of swag. That's why he's on the show, by the way. He's getting swag. We are going... Let's see. We start out by calling Mayor Lehman, leaving her a message. Let's call... Oh, my favorites. Let's call the FCC.
Woohoo!
I hope the phone is dived. Does I'll call you right back, all right?
All right.
All right, let's see. Yes. 888. Call FCC 2255322.
Welcome to the Federal Communications Commission's Consumer Center. Our normal hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, certain information is available to you through our automated response system. The following option is for emergencies only. Do not use this option for non-emergency purposes. If you represent a public safety entity, such as fire, police, ambulance, or federal authority, and you have an immediate safety of life problem, please press 1. If your call concerns the auctioning of frequencies or the universal licensing system, please press 2. For service in Spanish, please press 3. Se habla español, presión, número, tres. All other callers, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 9.
That is some elite Spanish. We actually mocked their elite Spanish skills before.
If you are a member of the news media, please press 1. If your call concerns telephone-related issues such as slamming, cramming, Universal Services Fund, access charges, or other telephone issues, please press 2. If you are calling concerning interference to home entertainment electronics equipment, including telephones, television, and computers, please press 3.
That's Mute's neighbor, by the way. We're going to press 1.
Our Office of Media Relations responds to all calls from the news media. Please call that office at 202-418-0500. That number again is 202-418-0500.
Okay, we're going to end that right there because, sorry, Blaine, we're going to end that right there. I'm going to take that number, and I'm going to call as a member of Radio Freak America. Right, I'm a member of the media, and I'm going to get their input about their recent decision day, and hopefully I will have something for everybody next week. So we'll leave that one at that. Next, let's call. Oh, you got a call. I'm going to dial this, okay?
Okay, which one is it?
We're going to do Paramount Home Video.
Yeah.
Do they have pornos? Oh, never mind. Okay, hold on a second. Let me call this. Oh, I died, son of a bitch. God. It. I'm trying not to swear, but if you can't tell. So now we're going to call Bland back. See, otherwise I'd be cursing up a storm. I swear like, I don't know, a drunk sailor. So we're calling Bland back. But I'm trying not to. Actually, Gluco said, hey, maybe try not swearing. So I'm trying, Gluco. Ah! I got his freaking voicemail! Unbelievable. Redial. I'm trying, Gluco, not to swear. I'm trying not to say... Hey, there he is. Hold on, get you back. Wait. Okay, there? You there? You there? Alright. Okay, there we go. For some reason, my phone croaks sometimes when I flash. Let's try this one more time, alright? Hold on. Oh, I got it. I will take you off speaker. You there? Okay, we're going to flash. Are you there? Son of a bitch! It even does it with the speaker off! Are you? God, I don't believe this. We try to make phone calls and look what happens. It's karma, I'm telling you. I must have done something bad to somebody. Alright, here we go. Okay. Trying this again. Oh, got his voicemail again. This is unbelievable. I'm not stopping this. We're going to keep on going. Okay. Son of a bitch. It keeps doing it. Hold on. All right, I'm going to try this again. I'm not going to put you on speaker. We're just going to go straight to Paramount Home Video. Do you think we need to Optivert at all? All right, screw it. All right, here we go. The number is 800-686-7486. All right, it worked. You're going to talk?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You have reached Paramount Pictures Home Video Customer Service Department. All of our lines are busy. Please leave a message of the tone, and your call will be returned in the order that it was received.
That's lame.
You may start your message now.
Are you going to say anything?
Stop it.
I don't understand that command. Press R, the 7 key, to review your message. D, the 3 key, to discard your message and record over. A, the 2 key, to append to your message and continue recording. U, the 8 key, to make your message urgent. X, the 9 key, to deliver your message and exit the system. Pound, to dial an extension. 0, to deliver your message. Message complete. Please enter an extension number. Press 1, star, to dial by name. Enter the last name of the person you are calling, followed by the first name. Press pound when finished entering name. 0 at any time to exit dial by name.
Smith. H. Come on, give me a name.
There are more than 5 entries. Continue entering the name or press star to try again.
Let's see, let's put J in.
There are 2 entries for...
Katie Smith.
Press 1 for...
Josh Smith.
Press 2. Press 0 at any time to exit dial by name.
You want to talk to Kenny or Josh?
Kenny.
Kenny.
I will ring...
Katie Smith.
Please hold.
Kenny. Okay. Man, that takes a long time to ring.
By the way,
yeah.
If anyone wants to try this, leave a message and make sure you leave your phone number. With my schedule, I cannot look up phone numbers.
You may start your message now.
Hey, Kenny, yeah, this is Bob down on the 3rd floor, and I want to let you know that your stuff is ready. All those videotapes you wanted, you know, a little hush-hush, they're all ready for you. So give me a call. My number is 91-17327. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Message complete. Please enter an extension number. Press 1.
All right, we're done.
To dial... I'm sorry, that is not a valid...
All right, I'm sorry, too. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes! I think I only left six numbers for the phone number, too. Okay.
Oh, you told the call 911.
You never done that? I've had people write that down. I've never got anybody to dial that, but you just change the cadence, right? You just, instead of your regular phone number, you just go 911-127, you know, 37, and it gets, anyways. So that's old Kenny. He doesn't have time. He's a busy man.
Busy man. He's a fool that don't leave his phone number.
What's up with this jibba jabba? Okay, let's call. I got good English. I speak very good. I speak well enough to tell you that I received an advertisement for 101-6868. Now, I first heard about this from Screamer on HackerMind. He says it's great. Dirt cheap. Works well. I've never used it. But you get this really, you know, quote, personalized advertisement for your state. And you even get two little stickers that I'll be sticking on my freak notebook. That's kind of cool. But they have a number. I have questions about it. I'm not going to go to their website. I want to call them. Any questions, call 888-660-5377. And we're going to do that right now. Hold on, please. All right, bear with me if this drops you, all right?
All right.
All right. Yes. 888-660-5377. Yes. It's on the wrist.
Thank you for calling PT1's 101-6868 Customer Service Department. Our offices are open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. Please call back during these hours. Thank you.
Gracias por llamar a PT1-101-6868, Departamento del Servicio al Cliente. Nuestras oficinas están abiertas desde las 8 de la mañana hasta las 9 de la noche, de lunes a viernes, y los sábados desde las 9 de la mañana hasta las 7 de la noche. Por favor, llame durante estas horas.
9 to 6 Saturday, she said. Okay, yeah, that was actually some good Spanish. Okay, FCC, did you hear that? Jiminy Christmas. God. As many Spanish-speaking people there are in this nation, and they have to butcher a beautiful language like that. The FCC of all people. Hold on. All right, I got to drop this, so hold on. You still there?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so that was nothing.
Hey, if the home viewers want to check out that Paramount Home Video and see what Kenny's up to, their phone number is 1-800-6 Top Gun.
No way.
That's how gay they are.
Yeah. What did I ask you? I asked you, the Sprite number, if that spelled anything.
Right.
But it didn't. But that is 806 Top Gun. Oh, yeah. That is sweet.
I'm just so sad.
Dude, that was probably Goose. Kenny was Goose.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never seen that movie.
He could be my wingman anytime.
Dude, I don't know what you just said to me, but I didn't like Okay, the next call. Okay, this is actually fairly interesting here. This is actually really interesting. I really want to know more about this. This is a Starbucks card I hold in my hand that you cannot see because this is internet radio. It's first of all, it's kind of a cool card. It's you know, got this really hip, stupid kind of picture on the left, mostly left of the card. You know, saying biscotti and tazo chai latte, whatever that means. And then just the last 3/4 inch is actually clear plastic. It's really kind of cool. It's a really neat-looking card. The back, the mag stripe, is actually red. There's a card number at the top. It's a 16-digit number. And then there's a little area. You can barely see it because it blends in with the silver of the card. But it's that silver scratch-off material, and underneath is a PIN number. And it is a 8-digit PIN number. It's basically a prepaid Starbucks card, a gift card, or you can charge it up and use it at, you know, like a, I hate to say it, but like a credit card, right? So you can put money on it and just use it at, you know, at your leisure. It has a number as well, a website and a number on the back, where you can register your card, your Starbucks card, and basically assure that if it's lost, and or somebody uses it that's not you, somebody, quote, unauthorized to use it, empties your card, you can get it replaced. That's right. I've been to the website. I actually made a fake account. Hold on one second, and I'll give it to everybody. Oh, I'm going to take this opportunity to thank, I think it was Doc sent this to me. He ordered an issue of BinRev, and I opened up this big envelope, and there's a freaking notepad inside. And on the notepad it says, oh, where is it? Please say I have it. Oh, I do. Good. The item for which you seek is close at hand. Hack the pad. Awesome. I was like, yeah, hell yeah. It was so awesome. And his $5 bill was taped inside to one of the pages in this big notepad. So totally cool. What an original way, fun way to order the magazine. Not to mention, the pad is super useful. So thank you, Docs. I use it all the time. If anybody wants to mess around with a Starbucks account, I created one. Let's see. You use your email address and a password. The email address is master@starbuck.com, starbuck.com. That's my email address, master@starbuck.com. And the password is ASDF. So use that and screw around with it all you want. Go ahead and buy a card, register it, use that account, and then, quote, lose your card and see if you can get a replacement. So go. I want to try this. I don't have the time. I'd like to mess with this and see how it works. Really. So somebody, take that account. Feel free. And I use the RFA PO box, so if you do it, it's going to come to me. I just realized that. But go ahead, feel free. I don't care. Do it whatever you want, man. Use that, and go ahead and change the address, whatever you want. Or make your own account. Just try it yourself and see if you can buy a card, lose it, go ahead and spend it, what the hell, and then report it lost and see if they'll replace it. I'm really curious to see if that works. So, boy, lots of stuff for the listeners to do, for everybody to check out. The number here is 1-800-START-BUCK. With a C. So we're going to try that out and see what they ask for when you register a card. Let's see. Just a bunch of crap on the bike. All right, here we go. We're going to call up Starbucks. I'm not going to opt the bird here either. I don't really care. BUC. Where's the BUC? Yes, worked again.
Welcome, and thank you for calling Starbucks Coffee Company. Please listen carefully to the following list of recently changed options.
Is that like Burl Ives?
Starbucks card, press 1. For Starbucks business gifts and rewards or small office delivery service, press 2. To place an order or make a change to your Encore home delivery membership, press 3. If you're calling with a customer service question regarding any previously placed order, press 4. If you have questions about Starbucks.com or hear music at Starbucks.com, press 5. If you would like to find the location of the Starbucks stores in your area, or would like to hear a list of other Starbucks topics covered in this automated system, press 6.
Please hold while we connect your call.
I want to hear other options.
Thank you for using the Starbucks Coffee Company automated system. This feature provides easy access to information about Starbucks. Additional information can be found on Starbucks' website, www.starbucks.com. If you would like the telephone number or address of a Starbucks store, or would like to find the location of Starbucks stores in your area, please press 1 now. If you have general questions on franchising, donations, and sponsorships, or selling your product to Starbucks, please press 2 now. If you would like information on how to brew and store Starbucks coffee, please press 3 now.
Ooh, I need that.
If you have questions on Starbucks brewing equipment or information on the warranties, please press 4 now.
Okay, 3.
If you would like information on how to brew coffee, press 1. For information on how to store coffee, press 2 now.
Brew.
Recommend 2 tablespoons of ground coffee for
each
ounces of water. Too much water or too little coffee results in over-extracted coffee, the leading cause of an unpleasant, bitter cup of coffee.
Oh my God, no!
If brewed with this recipe is too strong for your taste, add a little hot water to the brewed coffee. In general, the longer the coffee and water spend in contact during the brewing process,
the more babies they make! The fuck? I know when my coffee's bitter, I just add a little bourbon. That works really well. That's what a bunch of shit. Well, I bet you we wouldn't get it. Well, we might have gotten a human. That's just too... God, mind-numbing. I couldn't take that anymore. Who gives a rat's ass how to brew a fine cup of Starbucks coffee? I don't give a flying fuck! God. Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying not to swear. Did you hear all that? I was telling everybody how I'm trying not to swear. Gluco's right. You know, he mentioned, hey, maybe you should try an episode where you don't swear so that he could share it with other people or anybody could share it with their loved ones, whoever, you know, Santa Claus, I don't know. And that's probably a really good idea, but sometimes it's just so hard. We have to deal with stuff like this. Like, even on the card, you know, coffee of the day, muffin, caramel bites, whatever, dude. What the frick ever. Try out, mess with that account, mess with the card. Somebody let me know if you can get a card out of them. And get yourself, you know what, their coffee's bitter, isn't it? If I'm correct, their coffee's crappy to begin with. And I drink, you know what, here's how I got that card. I went there last night with a friend, they had a card. I said, give me that, you know, give me that damn card. And I scratched it off in the pin, you know, and I thought I won or something. I didn't win, but, and I got a decaf, right? I got a decaf, whatever it was. Decaf, ass, latte, whatever. Tasted like ass, dude, straight up. Somebody dropped ass in a little fucking cardboard cup and gave it to me, dude. It was nasty. It was nasty. I said, put some sugar in this, motherfucker. Okay. What's next? We got more swag for our... MSN8. This is one of Bland's numbers. The number is 800-879-6768. Does that spell it?
Try MSN8.
No way. Oh, speaking of spelling things, remember, I don't know if you heard that episode where I just scanned, I did a little ego scan, and I got more porn numbers than I ever had in my whole life, and I was just thinking to myself, I was like, what if the dual spells something else like dick or something? I was like, whatever. Well, I didn't take time, or I wasn't smart enough to figure out that it spells fuck. So I basically scanned, whatever, 2XX fuck. Somebody pointed that out. Thank you, by the way, whoever did that. I forgot who did. So don't scan anything with fuck in it, or probably dick or butt or twat either. Okay, so let's call MSN8. Bland's turn. Well, there it was again.
I'm real, real scared about all this.
Yeah, okay. Feds, if you would, please, when you're tapping the phone... At least, you know, hang off on, you know, switching the tapes or whatever while we're recording, okay? Thanks.
You know, read someone's article about the stealth box?
Yeah. Could you do it at the switch, please, okay? And leave my local crossbox alone, okay? Thank you. By the way, I heard that they look like big tubes of toothpaste in the local ones in the crossboxes. Okay. Okay, back to MSN8. Here we go. Hold on a second. Please work. Ah, it's working. 879. Try MSN8. Yes. It's all you.
Your call cannot be completed.
What?
Please check the number and try again, or call customer service for assistance. 44610.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Let me try that again.
MSN9.
Should I? Let me try it again. Hold on. We'll get it. I think I misdialed.
Call cannot be completed.
What?
Has entered.
Bogus number. Okay, I thought I missed out because I have to, like, talk while I dial. I have to say the number or I get it wrong. Like, I have to I have to mouth the words when I read or I can't read really well. No, not really. Okay, last one. That sucks. Maybe we can get some free shit here. You want to take this one over?
We're doing Winter Fresh or Sprite?
Winter Fresh. You want Winter Fresh too? I think this was just goofy. This is just straight up marketing bullshit. Hold on, here we go. Oh, this spells something too. Aren't we lucky? 866 cool gum. Ah. I feel like a porno star just saying it. Cool gum. Okay, hold on. Cool. I just spelled cool. Now I gotta spell gum. G There we go. 866 Cool Gun.
Winter Press Network. Have you tried your Winter Press Thin Ice Breath Strip? A totally new way to take your breath from not so cool to icy cool super quick. It could also be your ticket for a chance to appear on national TV, radio, or on winterfresh.com.
What?
So, no here's your chance. Tell us your thin ice story. For TV, press 1. For radio, press 2. For internet, log on to winterfresh.com. For all other questions or comments, press 3. Got a cool gum entry? Press 4. Leave a message after the tone and someone will get back to you shortly.
Hi. I tried your thin ice gum stuff, and it was really strong, and they're those little strips, and it stuck to the roof of my mouth, and I didn't like it sticking to the roof of my mouth, because then it was, like, stuck there. What the shit? Did you hear all that? Welcome to the cool Winter Fresh bullshit. As we fool you into thinking we are cool so you will chew a gum. What a bunch of shit.
I thought you were going to be like, yo, bitch.
Yeah, shut up. Dude, your gum is off the fajizi. Dude, that is the shizzle.
My breath got to be straight up when I'm social engineering.
Oh, hell yeah. When I'm macking on the girlies. That I got macking from Bland, by the way. I'm not that hip. Okay, last... The last phone, dude, we're a little over. That's okay. We got one. We got time enough for one more phone call. And this is going to be Sprite. Obey your what?
Marketing.
Marketing, that's right. Culture Jam. All right, let me do this. And it spells 438. What is it quickly? What does that spell?
Rat milk.
Get. Yeah. It does. No, it spells get. Let's see. It does. It spells get so far. Well, that's 2653. Let's see, except bold, both, bold, get bold. It really spells 800 get bold. Maybe not. Let's see. Hold on. Four three eight 2653. By the way. Yes. Phone's on a roll.
For calling the Coca-Cola Company. I'm sorry, but you've called after our regular business hours. Please call back. It's Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Ah, they're good. Okay. Bland.
No.
All right. Dude. Not much luck with the Sprite number.
I was going to ask if they made Jolt.
Who makes Jolt? I don't know who makes Jolt. I don't know if it's PepsiCo or if it's independent. RC Cola. Is RC Cola still around?
Yeah.
It is. No kidding. I haven't seen that in a long time. Definitely don't see any advertisements. Those are the phone calls. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. I miss the phone calls big time. I've got two more things real quick, like, before we go. First, I want to pimp Outbreak 15. Outbreak 15 just came out. It's been a long time. I know you've been waiting for it. I have. So check that out. Outbreakzine.tk. Good e-zine. So just recently, of course, you've had 2600. You've had Bin Rev. You've had Bin Rev. Then you had 2600. Then you had Frequency. 30 was awesome, by the way. That was a really good frequency. And then Outbreak 15 just came out. And support them. Support all those e-zines. You know, be underground. You know, it's really nice to get your stuff, you know, published in Bin Rev in 2600, but you got to support those underground e-zines, please. And lastly, I want to pimp the IRC channel that Zapperlink made for us, and that is irc.esper.net, where the HackerMind Outcast channel is, #RFA. So during the show, usually me and Bland and lots of other people are hanging out there. It's actually a lot of fun, so... Listen to the show, chat with us, we'll talk some tech, we'll make some phone calls, have a lot of fun. This has been Radio Freak America, and that is Bland. Thank you, Bland, for joining me.
No problem.
You're the new star, baby. You're going to the top.
My stock is rising.
That's right. All right. RFA, late.